Joining me now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing wonderfully.
Yes, I hope you have a chance to get down by the lake today. I think it's going to be a cooler spot. Yeah, it sounds like from our forecast, we are in for a real summer day today. And along with that, of course, some thunderstorms. But I want to say something about June. You know, we left, since I last spoke to you, we ended the month of June. Statistically, it was interesting temperature-wise. We were almost exactly normal. And the average for Duluth is 59.9 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 60, and we had 59.8. So I'd call that normal. The highest we got was 86 degrees, 83 times 80 or above for the course of the month. But I thought it was interesting, the low of the month was 41 degrees,
yeah.
But the second lowest was 42, which happened on the 29th, which was just last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Other thing of interest, of course, is precipitation. We did have more than normal. Duluth recorded 5.25 inches, which the normal is 4.25 inches. We here at our place got a little less than that. It seemed like the big storms went either to the north or to the south. Now, the forecasters are saying that we're in for some more this weekend, so we'll see what happens this time around. Did you get any of the rain that hit International Falls so hard the other day? Did you get any of that?
Yes. We've had rain on and off. Even this morning, we had just a little tiny bit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, the night before last, International Falls recorded about 3 inches of rain, and I don't know how much of that went further east, but it did not hit here. I'm ready for some more rain. Despite the fact that we had a pretty good rainy June, I was out looking at one of the vernal ponds just 2 days ago, and it was already dried up. It was amazing. What goes on is this: with this temperature and this wind, there's so much evaporation, and that's why we need to have an inch of rain a week in order to make it through the summer. Okay. In addition to that, July is a month where typically we get thunderstorms, and so to have them in the forecast, that's pretty much to be expected. The days are starting already to get shorter. We don't notice it in the evenings, but we can notice it for those early risers. That you can notice it then. And in addition to that, the other thing we note is as we get into July, there are fewer bird songs. The bird singing right now is still going on in good numbers, but as we get into July, what happens is the birds' families are growing up. They've left the nest. The fledglings are ready to move on their own as we get later in the month. And so there really is no need for these territorial songs. And so they will break down, and by the end of the month, there's only a few that are still singing. Right now, as I said, there still is quite a bit going on. The other sound that's out there with the songs right now are little chips and so forth from the babies, and they're trying to get the attention of the parents to get fed. These fledglings are out of the nest, but they are not ready yet to feed themselves. July is also the best month we have for seeing the diversity and population of butterflies. And a few days ago, I was out for a walk, and I saw no less than 20 species of butterflies.
Mm.
This can happen almost any day now that we have clear skies. They very much are likely to fly in more numbers during clear days. As we go through July, there will be more and more spider webs. I'm noticing it every day. Now, if we get some foggy, misty, dew-covered mornings, it's even better to see. And the wind we've had lately, it's been a little bit hard. But if you get away from there, they're still out there. And as I said, there's more all the time. In the world of wildflowers, there are some that really make an appearance in July. And I think the roadsides are just amazing with milkweed and fireweed. Those are the two that I think really stand out in July. Now, they both have weed as part of their name, which makes it sound like they are noxious and alien and not supposed to be here and all that nasty stuff, but that's not true. They're both native plants, and they do very well in our environment here, and especially milkweed. I'm always so glad to see it. There's a huge populations of insects that thrive on milkweeds, and not just the monarch butterflies. There's plenty of others, so it's a terrific one to see. In addition to that, evening primroses are now in bloom, as is the black-eyed Susans. Michigan lily, I saw the first one of those just 2 days ago, also called wood lily by many people. Cow parsnip is abundant along the roadsides, and the early goldenrods are in bloom. This is also berry time. We're early this year. The strawberries is in full picking all over the place right now. I think the tame ones are probably the ones we see the most. Wild ones are still out there. I had some this week, but they're on their way down. Meanwhile, the blueberries are starting to perk up, and I picked quite a few of those this past week, as well as some June berries and raspberries. Raspberries are a little bit early, but they're starting to make their appearance. And this is something I saw this week. I saw the first Amanita mushroom this week. Usually that's a little bit later in the season, but if we get some of the rain that's in the forecast, we will be seeing more mushrooms as we move through July. So keep your eyes open. There's plenty to see in this month.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Larry Weber there, phenologist extraordinaire, a regular feature on North Shore Weekend, right around 9:30 on Saturday mornings.